prophetess Olivia Kofi Opata stands in the office of a prophet and evangelist with outstanding signs and miracles of healings that are associated with her ministry. One of the common testimonies after listening to her preach or teach is the revelation of the word and the opening of eyes to common spiritual truths that are almost startling. Hear her.
It's our last night of hope for the year. It's the last one for the year. You didn't know. Hallelujah. Huh? This is convention. Night of hope is different from convention. Hallelujah. I don't know how many goals the devil has scored you this year. But when they are playing football and your team is trailing, you only wish the match will not end. But I can assure you that today you are going to win. I say today you are going to win. Let's look at 2 Chronicles 20 and verse 1. Hallelujah. Why? You didn't hear me from there? Or the young man is asleep? And it came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, and with them other beside the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. There are so many things that are battling you this year. Verse 2. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, there cometh a great multitude. Hey, I don't know how great the multitude that have attacked you this year. You know, it's very interesting when we're praying. You know, this is part two. Part one was a prayer. Amen. It was a very powerful prayer we're praying. Those sitting down, I don't know whether you are with us or against us. Who is your pastor? Young men, you are sitting down when maybe older ones are standing. Next verse. Said, and Jehoshaphat feared. Fear has come upon people, but tonight every fear will disappear. You know, when Reverend Alex was talking about when he heard the financial things, he said he went to the church, to the rock. Hallelujah. And that is what Jehoshaphat did. The Bible said he set himself to seek the Lord and proclaim a fast throughout all Judah. Hallelujah. Amen. Next verse. This guy is too slow. And Joseph had stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem and in the house of the Lord before the new courts. Next verse, quickly. And said, O Lord God of our fathers. So he began to pray. Amen. And tonight, as you have come here, you have prayed. I said, you have prayed. How many people prayed earlier on? Let's look at verse 14. The prayer took all the way to verse 13. And then in verse 14, the Bible says, and upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. Hallelujah. He said, after he has prayed, what happened? The Spirit of the Lord came upon Jezreel in the midst of the congregation. The Spirit of the Lord is in our midst tonight. I said, it's in our midst tonight. next verse. And he said, "Hearken ye all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat. Thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours but God's." Hallelujah. Talabota. I said Talabota. I said tonight the battle is the Lord's. The fact that you have left your sleep and you have come here means that you have confidence in the Lord, that the Lord will fight your battle. And I've come to announce to you that the Lord has begun already to fight your battle. Hallelujah. Talebota. When we were in secondary school, when that time when tongues came, or tongues really came, when people are being prayed for to receive tongues, they are told to say, "You see my bow tie, you tie my bow tie." So as you say, "You see my bow tie, you tie my bow tie, you see my bow tie, you tie my bow tie, you see my bow tie," but then I realized you are speaking in tongues. But I said tonight, I said tonight, the battle is the Lord's. I said the battle is the Lord's. When I said the battle is the Lord, you said Talabota. The battle is the Lord. The battle is the Lord. The battle is the Lord. Hallelujah. I would like to fight such a battle. A battle where the battle is the Lord's. Amen. And you, if you read, continue, they were told that there will be an ambushment. And an ambushment took place. As they entered the battleground, the enemies have slaughtered themselves. The enemy is slaughtering themselves before your face. I said they are slaughtering themselves before your face. The battle is lost. The battle is lost. The battle is lost. Hallelujah. But you see, one interesting thing, when they prayed, then the Spirit of the Lord came in the midst of them. Amen. The Spirit of the Lord operates through people. Amen. Because verse 14, it came upon somebody. Go back to verse 14. Hallelujah. This guy has to be dismissed. Then upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah. Then they say the son of Benaiah. They're trying to prove that he was a somebody. That he didn't just emerge. He has a father, he has a grandfather, he has a great grandfather. They said the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Mataniah. They are trying to tell you that he came from somebody. He's a somebody. A Levite of the sons of Asaph. Came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. Hallelujah. And tonight God has brought us his servants, who has come to us with the Spirit upon her in the midst of us. I said the battle is the Lord's. The battle is the Lord's. The battle is the Lord's. Hallelujah. What Jehaziel came to pronounce is exactly what happened. Amen. What he came to pronounce is exactly what happened. He said the battle is the Lord's. He said you will not need to fight in this battle, because the battle is the Lord's. I don't know what God has put in the spirit of the prophetess to come to us tonight. You see, I am saying this because here, some of you, you don't come to set programs with faith. And the Bible says that the word did not benefit the children of Israel because they did not mix the word with faith. On Thursday, we had prophetic rain here. And I'm just saying something. Brother John brought two friends. And I'm sure he has told them. He can say, he has not told me anything, but I'm sure he has told them, come. This woman, this prophetess, she sees things. Am I lying? I mean, I'm not chatted with him. Because after the program, they were sitting there and the guy was, I'm sure John was saying, I told you. Because the guys came with an expectation. Amen. They came with an expectation that they were going to receive something. And they received something. So you don't just come because they said, look, I put you in a bus to come, then you come. No. When you do that, you come in. You better rather stay in the home house to sleep. But these are businessmen who could have been sitting in their offices. But they came. And they, on a Thursday morning, and they came with an expectation that something was going to be said about them. That God was going to minister to them. And interestingly, when the people came forward to be prayed for, it was a long queue and then one at the back. The prophetess will pray for the people. When it gets to them, then those at the back will be moved and brought in. Then they'll go and start. So at the point I said to Revelers, they shouldn't bring the people again. And they stood there all the while, waiting patiently. Some of you better start talking with him when you are asleep. You don't have an expectation. But tonight, I said tonight, whatever you have desired, for which reason you are here, the Spirit of the Lord is in the midst of us, and it shall come to pass for you. God has prepared us a powerful woman of God, anointed powerfully, ministers powerfully, blessed by our Father. He ministers with our Father. Amen. And by the grace of God, we are very privileged because he's one of us. When others want her, they have to come and ask permission from me. Amen. Hallelujah. So we are very blessed. I remember some time ago, I don't know who said, some guys came here and during the program, they said they couldn't believe it. That they were sitting there, the prophetess. I mean, they were, I'm telling you, you don't know what we have in our midst. I'm saying to you, so you don't take it for granted. Because a lot of you sitting here, you don't know what is in our midst. In the same way Jesus Christ came and the Jews didn't know he had come. Up to now, they are still waiting for him. Their miracle and deliverance have come and gone. But your miracle and deliverance is here. And I'm saying what Jezreel said is exactly what took place. And that is what is going to happen tonight. Because God has anointed his servants, has anointed the prophetess, has anointed the woman of God. And with a clap, up with and a shout, let's receive prophetess Olivia Kofi Opata.
Father was speaking and saying, the Spirit of the Lord came into the midst of the congregation. Because when the Spirit is here, I'm telling you, everything that you can dream of is here. Now, I was telling you during the prophetic rain that the Holy Spirit was telling me that when you come and you ask for $1, He said, what happens in the spirit realm is that $1 is available, $10 at the same time. The hand you've come to receive can pick the $1, $10, $100, $1,000, $100,000, $1 million. It's the same hand. The same hand. It depends on you. Which one do you want? The Holy Spirit is asking you this evening or this morning, what do you want from me? It's rather, how much can you take? It's not how much He can give you, but how much can you take? Because what you are asking for, God can give you double, triple, 10 times, 100 times, whatever it is that you have come for. In the name of Jesus, I say, in the name of Jesus, I declare that you have it already. I am giving it to you, in fact, I have already provided what you are asking for. There is $1 of it, $10 of it, $100 of it, $1,000, $10,000, $100,000, $1 million, $1 billion. Which one do you want? I want you to stretch your faith this morning, because whatever it is that you are asking for, He has more than that for you. Somebody say, if only God could give me that visa, only that is not just one visa He will give you. Provision when you travel. Somebody will take care of you. I'm telling you, a house that you will live in wherever you go. Everything is already provided. It depends on you. Today I want everything He has for me. Oh, everything He has for me, I want it. Hallelujah. What a night, what a night. Night of hope, beautiful, thank God. This morning I want to say thank you to Bishop Ni Achedwama. Thank you, our Father in Nigeria, our Father. Amen. Such a mighty man of God affecting all our lives. And I believe that there is so much in Him that we can take. And I believe that there will rise in Nigeria so many of His type. Oh, do you believe what I'm saying? We will conquer the land in the name of Jesus. We're taking the land by force. Amen. And I also want to say thank you to our mother, Lady Pastor Deb. Such a sweet woman of God. Hallelujah. Thank God for all the pastors and lady pastors and ministers and shepherds all over who have come together. And also especially to my husband, the Reverend Alex. Thank you so much for choosing me, for loving me. I'm a privileged woman. I know. Hallelujah. Oh, this morning, are you ready for what God has for you? Oh, are you ready? Are you ready? Oh, today, so you are drawing. You are drawing from Him. Everything you want and need is already provided. It's happening already. Lord, we thank you. We give you praise. We honor you, Lord. We thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Have your way. Let the will of the Lord be done this morning. Coming for the prophetic rain. Oh, I will encourage you. You must come. Hallelujah. You must definitely come. Amen. We have been enjoying God in the prophetic rain. Every Thursday from 7 a.m. we begin here. we take time off so that we can come and talk to God before we go back to the office. Amen. And God is doing wonders here. Oh, how many of us were here on Thursday, yesterday? Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, this morning, I'm going to share with you a very short word. Then after that, we will go into prayer and into demonstrations of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Because the Bible says that endless gifts of the Spirit were given to some to prophesy, to some interpretation of tongues, to some wisdom, to some knowledge, to some discernment of spirit. Hallelujah. To some working of miracles. Hallelujah. So I like the way the New Testament has put a twist on spiritual gifts and ministering. Only thing he says is desire. Desire. Hallelujah. I'm so excited that I work with somebody that the Spirit of God is so much upon. As our father Bishop Nee said, I work directly with Bishop Dagwood Mills, and it's a privilege I have that I don't joke with. Hallelujah. What a privilege I have to work on with him on the Healing Jesus campaign. And I came to work with him 20 years ago when I started working in his office, and I'm so glad that I did, because what I have now, I could never have had that if I was working in an office in a journalist firm or whatever it is that I would have been doing. So I thank God for this man of God. He will live long. God will preserve him. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, in the prophetic rain, we've been looking at the Spirit of God. Because rain or water is a symbol of the Word of God. So we'll be looking at the rain that Jesus said he is given to us in the form of what? Rivers. So we're looking at John 7. But this evening, I just want to talk about two things, because that's where I reached during the prophetic rain. I was talking about the Spirit within and the Spirit upon. Hallelujah. So let's go to Ezekiel 36. There is a scripture there that explicitly describes what it means to have the Spirit of God within you. So Ezekiel 36:26. Ezekiel 36:26. I think that we even start from the 25. And the 25 says, then will I, God is talking, sprinkle clean water. Say clean water.
Clean water.
Oh, say it again. Clean water.
Clean water.
Upon you. Oh, no, no, no. Upon you. Hallelujah. And ye shall be clean from all your filthiness, and from all your idols will I cleanse you. So God is saying, I will sprinkle clean water on you. And when I do that for you, you'll be clean. And water, we're saying, is the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. So he said, I want to make you clean. I will not pick you up and try to scrub you and then I will give you my Spirit. No, by giving you my Spirit, I cleanse you.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Oh, I thought you would be excited about that. Yes. Amen. Then he says, 26, let's read it together. One, go. A new heart will I give you. And what? And a new spirit will I put. Say it again. New spirit will I put. Stop. Put what? Put what? Say it again. Within. Within you. So the spirit within. The spirit within. Okay, and I'll take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I'll give you an heart of flesh. Amen. So say, I will take the stony heart and I will give you a new heart. Now that 27, I love it. It says, and I will put my spirit what? And I will put my spirit what? And cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments and do them. Amen. It's like a computer that you put. What is that we put in the computer to control it? Because the computer is just a case, but there is something that determines what that we can change. Can we change that one? And it will grade it up higher, isn't it? Yeah. And he says that I will put it within you, and that is going to help you to keep my word, do them. So the spirit within you comes to you when you become born again. So God said this in Ezekiel 36. Jesus had not yet come, but Ezekiel was prophesying about what Jesus is coming to do. That God is going to put a spirit within us, and that is going to cause a change in our lives. I see that change in your life. As the Spirit of God is within you, I see that change in your life. So the Spirit of God that comes within you becomes your nature. It becomes your nature. So now, how do I love? I love because I have the Spirit of God within me, which has given me the nature of love. How am I going to be patient? I'm going to be patient. It's not because, oh, you know, me, I am one plug. When I get angry, the whole earth shakes. No, it's no more like that. Because I have the Spirit of God within me. Within me. Within happens when you become born again. When your spirit is recreated. So I say that being born again, being a new creation is one of the biggest, is the most important thing that can happen in a man's life. Yeah. Because without Christ, the man is dead. He can be the president, but he's a dead man. Yes, he's a dead man. Even Moses, Daniel, David, they were all dead men. They were all dead men. Because Jesus had not yet died. He had not come. So that's why the Bible says that the people of old, they yearn to see, they wish they could see into what we have now. It's an amazing thing. I'm telling you. They are so, as they sit up there and look at us, they're like, these are the new creation. So this is what God was doing. This is the redemption he promised us. And now these ones have them. Let me see how many people are recreated here. And I explained that, you see, when you understand how Jesus did it for you, because Jesus, sinless, perfect, but when he came, he had to die in your place. And not just die physically, but all the death Adam went through, which affected all of us, because one man died, all died. Because of that, Jesus had to experience spiritual death, physical death, and eternal death. All of them, all the three, spiritual death, physical death, eternal death. So on the cross, it was not just a sin that was put on Jesus. We were put on him. He carried us, all of us. Hallelujah. He carried us. That was what Jesus did. So hallelujah. Thank you. He carried us. That's what. So he died on the cross spiritually. And that's all here. My God, why has thou forsaken me? That was it. Then he had to die physically, because immediately became spiritually dead. Now physical death could go and grab him, and he died physically. When he died physically, he had to now pay eternal death. How? By going into hell. He that ascended is the same that descended. So he had to descend into hell and there pay your price. Hallelujah. So how blessed are you? You are blessed because the word himself came and paid your price. Oh, do you understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. So that is what it says. I will put my spirit within you. And when Jesus became manifest, he had to fulfill this word in your life. Amen. So that is the spirit within you. We are almost through with the preaching. Now we are going to the spirit upon you. So when Jesus came, he said it in John 3, he said it in John 4, talking about the spirit within you. He said it in John 7. That's what we used as our theme word for prophetic grade. John 7:37, when the Bible says, in the last day of the feast, Jesus That great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come to me and drink. So he that believeth on me, out of his belly will flow rivers of living water. Hallelujah. And this spake he of the Spirit. The next verse. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. So the Holy Spirit had not come then. Here he was. The word had become visible, and he was saying, this is what is going to happen to you. So we are going to the Spirit upon. And the Spirit upon, just go to Joel 2:28. We are almost through with the preaching. Joel 2:28. And says, and it shall come to pass afterward. That what? Hold on. I'll pour out my Spirit what? Say it again. Say it again. Say it again. So his Spirit upon you. It is different from his Spirit within you. So now his Spirit upon you. What did he say? So when I pour out my Spirit, and what, how is he going to pour it on? Some special people, some selected few. Upon what? Upon what? So if you, your house, your mother is a babalawo, your father is a baba, your grandfather was a babalawo, your great in your house, that is the life. The Bible says that he will pour his Spirit upon all flesh. It is for you too. I say it is for you too. Wherever you are coming from, it's for you. Even if your mother was in prison, I say it's for you. Even if the world says that, no, you are not qualified. Jesus says it's for you. I will pour my Spirit upon all flesh. And what will happen? And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Hallelujah. So now here is God talking in Joel 2:28. So no wonder he calls us sons and daughters. We are not born yet. So your sons and your daughters, referring to us, shall prophesy. And your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. Then 29. Read it again. And also, upon. Say it again. And also, upon the servants and upon the handmaid. In those days, that's our day. I will pour out my Spirit. Then 30. No, that's okay. That's okay. Hallelujah. So the Spirit upon. So Joel was prophesying that God is going to pour his Spirit upon. Now, this is what you do when you come to church. When I keep telling you that when I was 16 years, I gave my life to Christ. And when I gave my life to Christ, I didn't have a mother and a father who would hold my hand and take me to church. Because they themselves were godless. They had nothing to do with church. Never went to church. On Sundays, we ate our popular traditional meal. And on Sunday, they brought out chilled beer for everybody. Even the baby on the breast, they will put their hand into it. Lady Pastor, that's the sons and the daughters, they are pouring out the Spirit of wine, alcohol upon us. They will dip their hands into the alcohol and put it on your lips. Babies on the breast. This was my life. This is how we lived. I'm not joking at all. I'm telling you that anytime you heard my father driving with speed to the hospital, it was because one of the kids had broken into the bar and has drunk something. Oh, that was it. That was it. So I had nobody who could hold my hand and show me the way. Now I became the torchbearer. I became the one who was going to show everybody else the way. And the one who was the torchbearer had not been to Sunday school. No, when I went to church and they were telling, preaching, sometimes I was wondering how people knew about how the rainbow came. They would say, and Noah, and then the rainbow, they will, people are chorusing. They'll say, and David and Goliath, people are chorusing. I say, I didn't know any of these things. Talk about Daniel and the lion, I didn't know about any Daniel and the lion. Knew nothing. I was green and and I sat there. So I don't know what you brought here this morning. And I don't know about your story. 16 years old. I don't know how old you are. Hallelujah. So how is this girl going to maneuver her way through? But the Bible says, I will pour my Spirit upon. Hallelujah. And how would it be? He said, when I pour my Spirit upon them, they shall prophesy. So this time, the spirit within will help you yourself. But the spirit upon you, you will use it. Prophesy means to bless others. Blessing others. Blessing others. He says, your sons and your daughters will bless others. Is there somebody here who is going to be a blessing? Say, I can prophesy. Oh, I cannot hear you. Say, I can prophesy. Say, I can prophesy. Oh, say it with confidence. I can prophesy. Oh, say, I can prophesy. Oh, say, I can prophesy. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Give a mighty shout unto the Lord. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God comes to live within you. The Spirit of God comes upon you. He says, now you have received an ability to prophesy.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, we can all prophesy. So you can see that when the scripture was fulfilled in Acts chapter 2, when the Spirit came upon them, then you will see they received utterance. They received utterance. Hallelujah. Amen. So Bible says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were with one accord. So somebody will say, I'll buy Honda Accord. In one place. And suddenly, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And what? And it filled all the house where they were sitting.
Wow.
So you can see that they were sitting at a point. That's then right. At a point they were standing.
Yeah.
So the scene changed from verse 3. Verse. And there appeared. Appeared. Unto them. Clothing tongues like as of fire. And it sat upon each of them. You see, in the Bible, when you are reading, anytime there's something they call the law of first mention. When the thing is mentioned first, you have to take note of that thing. So, Joel had prophesied. Jesus had come. He had come to take our place. Die. Now, the Spirit could come upon them. He said, go and wait. He is coming. And they went there and they waited. And so, what happened to them can show you a picture of what happened to all of us. I don't know whether you are hearing me. What happened to them is a clear indication of what happens to you also. So he said that they appeared unto them clothing tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. I see that we've seen pictures of how the disciples were sitting there, and then there were tongues of fire on their head. Have you seen those pictures before?
Yes.
So that is really what has happened to you.
Hallelujah.
When the Spirit of God comes upon you, when the Spirit of God is upon you, you have fire. And when it says fire, it's not literal fire, it's a metaphor. Fire. You are a burning instrument. You are a burning instrument. You are a burning instrument. Hallelujah. And you are not supposed to be afraid of witches at all. At all, at all, at all, at all. No matter who they are. You see, it's because you have not invested in what you have. That is why when you see them, you think they are so high up. But if you knew who you are and what has been done. Oh, when you meet the devil, you say, poor devil, he doesn't know. He is going to be disgraced again. Oh, hallelujah! They appeared. Look at you, this is who you are. So far as you have the Spirit of God upon you, you have clothing tongues like as of fire upon you.
Wow.
To be a blessing to humanity, to minister, to have the spiritual gifts, because the speaking in tongues is just the intro. It's the beginning. It's the intro. It's not the all.
Not the main body.
It's not the main body. Hey. It's the intro. Then form.
Abstract.
And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And when they were filled, what happened? You see, they say, and they spoke in tongues. You always have to watch what the Bible says. You could have said, and they spoke in tongues. He says, and they began. And I said, began is what? Means continue. You will continue.
Hallelujah.
You will continue. You see, what happened was that, remember what Peter said. He said, look at us. We cannot be drunk because it's just 9 o'clock. So it means that when the day of Pentecost came, which was 6 a.m., they were there. Yeah. So they had prayed in tongues from 6 a.m. till 9 a.m. 3 hours of speaking in tongues. So the rivers were flowing all over. There was a flood. And that power could draw 3,000 souls into the kingdom in a day. Oh, we have something we are not using. Oh, I said we have something we are not using. And they begin to speak with other tongues. Look, when you go to church and you don't speak, it means you did not go into a service. You go into a service and you don't speak. When they say, let's pray, look at your life. Look at your father's life. Look at your mother's life. How are you going to go on? You must lift up the standard and achieve something that your father never had. Something your mother never had. Your elder sister never had. Your elder brother never had. You must. And this is how you are going to. God has brought you into this family. God has brought you into his kingdom for a purpose. You cannot just sit there and say, throw your life to the dogs. Oh, because this ending where, because I have this one. No! All the 120 in the room had problems, they had issues.
Right.
There is no human being who has not got an issue. I'm telling you, if we said call everybody one by one, you'll be crying for others. And we say, I thought that mine was worse, not knowing that mine is good. Hallelujah!
Amen.
So you don't have to look and focus on your issue. You must look at what God has done for you. Say they were all filled with the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
And they began to speak.
Hallelujah.
Began to speak.
Hallelujah.
Began to speak.
Hallelujah.
With other tongues. Hallelujah. This is the time to speak. Oh, you are cooking, you are speaking. They sent you to the market. Oh, it's a long way. They say walk. They didn't give you drunk. It's the time to speak. As you're going to the market, you are speaking. You are speaking. You are speaking. Hallelujah. It is time to speak and say, as the Spirit gave them utterance. Utterance there means ability. He gave them the ability.
Hallelujah.
I remember when I started preaching, they used to ask me, how can you do what you are doing? How can I do what I'm doing? I've been given the ability. There is an ability. Hallelujah. There is an ability. And look, 120 people were there. They were what? All. Oh, let's read it. And they were
all.
Stop. And they were
all.
He didn't say some. He didn't say half. He didn't say 20%. They were what?
All.
So all of us here, those who are listening to us, wherever you are, I say it is for you also.
Amen.
To be filled with the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
And how do you know somebody? It's because the person will begin to talk. The person will begin to speak. The person will begin to speak. The person will begin to... So what is tongues? When you go to 1 Corinthians 14, you will see what is there concerning tongues. It is not a difficult thing at all. Tongues is the language of God. Because the Spirit of God is in you now. He's got a language. A language that nobody can understand. Only God understands. So 1 Corinthians 14 says, follow after charity, that is love, and desire. That is all you need, oh. Desire. Desire, just desire. Because you see, the thing is, the Holy Spirit is already within. Already within. So upon is easier. Because it's within, upon is easier. It's a desire. Spiritual gifts. And then he says what? But rather that ye may what? So it's not enough to speak in tongues. God says, I have given you the ability to prophesy. Oh, you have the ability to prophesy. If I said, you have the ability to make $1 million. You see how we all rush. But this one is access to everything. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says, I've given you the ability to bless all of Nigeria. Bless all of Lagos. Bless all of the world. Hallelujah. And the verse 2 says what? Verse 2 says, for he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men. So don't be worried that when I speak, but who understands? God says it's not meant for man. Tongues is not for men. Tongues is it for men? So tongues is not for men. Say, tongues is not for men. To understand. Then he said, how be it in the spirit, he speaketh mysteries. But he's saying, you are seeing the person say, as you see the person, what is he doing? Oh, God says, don't worry at all. Just flip the page. Behind, you will see in the spirit, he is doing something. Hallelujah! Oh, hallelujah! I said, when I got this truth, 16 years old, nobody in my house is born again. No, I will go into my room. And in fact, at a point, I even walk away from my house. There was a park. I will go there and begin to pray. What am I doing? I knew. Do you understand, Olivia? I don't understand. But his word says that even though I do not understand, and any man passing by say, what's wrong with this girl? Hey, when it's time to speak it up, what's that? Is that how a lady should behave? He says that don't worry about that. Just look behind. Look into the spirit. And you see that the person who is speaking in tongues is also speaking mysteries. She is speaking mysteries. She is speaking mysteries. So I said, what's the mystery? And I said, anytime you see mystery in the New Testament, he is talking about the Old Testament. How to interpret the Old Testament. Or how to interpret scripture in this way. So, in fact, that's why the person who knows the word and also speaks in tongues is very powerful. Yeah. Hallelujah! Yeah. Mysteries. And not only that, but there are mysteries about everybody. There's a mystery why you are not married. There's a mystery why you don't have a baby. There's a mystery why you had one baby and could not have another. There's a mystery why your husband divorces you. There's a mystery why. There is a mystery why. There is a mystery why your mother died early. There's a mystery why. There is a mystery why. Everything that you have here, any issue you brought here, there is a mystery behind it. But what is a mystery? A mystery is what I do not know and do not know. It's not visible to the human eye. So you do not even know. Now, I met one woman, this was a classic case. She said, in this city, everybody knows me. I said, how? She said, because I am the main midwife here. We have one big hospital. Everybody comes here to give it. And I'm an expert, so everybody. I said, I got that money. Small. And I began to put block upon block. Finish the house. The day she was moving in, when she opened the door like that, she fell. Began to shake and foam on the mouth. He said, look at me, a midwife at the age of 60 something. I am now how do you call it? Epileptic. How? It's a mystery. So I began to pray for her, but I couldn't tell her what I saw completely, because I said, no, I can't, I have to handle this well. Because I saw that it was her own son. Yes, it's amazing, you know. Spiritual things are amazing. You will see somebody who is causing the problem, who will take the person to see the prophet or the prophetess or the doctor. You can't even understand. You cannot even understand. Like a woman who has a big, big shop, and there was a problem with her son. They go there, everywhere. They were, what is wrong? Until this person took it to a man of God. As he laid hands on the child, then he just realized, the mother is responsible. And the mother said, just look at this mother who has sold everything. Can you tell the woman you are responsible? So he began to say, Mama, tell me what is behind this boy's sickness. The way he said it, she could not lie. I said, please, I'm a witch. and I have a group. We all decided we were going to kill each other's son. So this one brought with you, this one. Now it's my turn to bring my son. But I don't want to. So I'm fighting it. Do you understand? Hey, can you understand something like this? I have my own best friend. She told me at our shop. She said her grandmother walked into her said and called her name. And said, Victor, I have brought you your children. Come, get them. Yes. So there are mysteries. People, brilliant people, they never are able to write exams. During exams, they will have what we call brain fart. What's the meaning of that? The person is brilliant, but when it's exams, something has to happen. Or the person will be sick. The person has to be go on admission in the hospital. I'm telling you, there are mysteries that you do not understand. But there is somebody who is called the all-knowing God, who knows everything about everything. And the advantage we have is that this all-knowing God has come to live in us. Not only that, but it's also upon us. So we are supposed to speak. When you come to church, don't look at your friends. No, speak. You'll be speaking. Speak. Don't care about them, because it's about your life and it's not about them. You don't have to look at your friend whether he's praying. No, open your mouth and speak. Speak, 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 speak. Hallelujah. Oh. And finally, 3. He says, but he that prophesieth speaketh unto what? Unto what? Oh, I tell you, you are going to prophesy tonight. You are going to prophesy this morning. He said that you will speak unto men. Speak unto men. Be a blessing to men. The spiritual gifts are already in the one who is within you. Every believer has access to all the 12 gifts of the Spirit. Every believer. When the Spirit is upon you and you desire, I don't want to just speak in tongues, but I also want to prophesy. And then he said, let him that speaks in tongues also pray that he will interpret it. Hallelujah. Can you find that for me? It's in 1 Corinthians 14. I think I've got it. 16. 13. 13, I think. 13. 13. Are you there? 13. 13. Oh, wherefore, let's read together. Wherefore, let him that speaketh in an unknown tongue pray that he may interpret. Oh, hallelujah. He said, pray that you will interpret your tongues. Pray that you will interpret it. Because when you speak in tongues, you don't know speak to men. Now, after you've spoken to God, it's time to also minister to the men. Hallelujah. Are you going to pray that you interpret your tongue? Oh, are you going to pray that you interpret your tongue? I was teaching this in one of the Healing Jesus campaign. I remember so well, there was this woman. When we finished, she was all tears and she lifted her hand and said, what is it? So I want to say something. I said, what is it? She said, when my son was 4 years old, my husband came. My sister came and said, oh, I've missed my son. I want to go and buy him toffee and biscuits. Left with the boy. He said, for 10 years, I've not seen my son again. Yes, 10 years she's not. He said, but when you told us, when we receive baptized in the Holy Spirit, when we receive the ability to speak in tongues, he said, you said that we should pray that we interpret according to 1 Corinthians 14, 13. He said, I did. So this is someone who is not, she just received, she just fresh received. Said, when I prayed in tongues, then I said, Holy Spirit, you say we should interpret. I want to interpret my tongue. She said, I heard myself say, Lord, my son was 4 years old and my husband came. My ex-husband came and took him away, and for 10 years I've not seen him. Thank you. This week I'm seeing my son again. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pray that you interpret. Because also praying like that, and then I had the understanding of that which I said, and that was, this week I am bringing your husband to your doorsteps. Hallelujah! And I landed this big fish. Hallelujah! So you see, pray in tongues, then you pray that you interpret. You pray in tongues, then you pray that you interpret. You will see how your prayer will change. And then when you are now sitting even in your boardroom, on the job, you are doing the job, you can be praying in tongues and pray that you interpret. One day you'll be shocked at what will come out of your mouth. I said you'll be shocked at what will come out of your mouth. Hallelujah! One day you'll be praying, then you begin to say, thank you, Lord, for the new opening. A new client is coming here. He will favor me. Hey, they say, what did I just say? Yes. Hallelujah! Do you believe what I'm saying? Is this your life I'm talking about? You can see that there is nothing special. Tongues is not something special that only a few people, they were all filled and they all began to speak. And it's not only that. You go to chapter 8, you go and see Philip there. They were all filled. You go to chapter 10, you see Cornelius. They were all filled and they all received. So there is nothing that is selecting this and leaving that. It's just men who have decided, I don't like the Holy Spirit and I don't want the Holy Spirit and I'm not going to speak in tongues because perhaps I don't understand. Or I see this person, hey, this girl, that she's speaking in tongues, and because of that you don't want. Have you not seen bad drivers? Because of that you won't sit in a car. So you walk from here to Ikorodu because of that. What was the meaning of that? Let's be serious. What's the meaning of that? Have you not heard of doctors who give injections or nurses who give injections? Then the child is paralyzed. Yes. And because of that, you won't go to hospital again. Let's be serious. Are there not bad wives and bad husbands? Because of that, you won't marry. Let's be serious. Are there not bad policemen? Because of that, you won't get police protection when it comes. Or the police says, oh, we have the tip, we are coming here. You will say, no, police, go out, because all policemen are. What kind of life is that? Oh, let's be serious. In the same way, you should just receive everything that the word of God says. Especially when it's in the epistles, you should be wild about it. It is for you. It is your heritage. It's your part of your inheritance. It's what God has given to us. And you must grab it and begin to use it. It's your tool. I'm telling you, look, it will make pastoring easy for you. Lay hands on your people, begin to pray in tongues. And begin to say, Holy Spirit, I want to interpret. You will hear, oh God, as this guy is going to Alawusa, I pray she will not become pregnant. Hey. Immediately, you take your phone and begin to make a call and talk to her. You are going to Alawusa. Oh, Pastor, no. I say, you will see. They will come back. Oh, Pastor, I was shocked. Nobody knew it. Oh! Hallelujah! You are seeking a contract. Try and try. It's not hitting. You begin to lay hands. Begin to pray over it. You'll be amazed that when you lift the fowl like this, you will see a monkey sitting on the fowl. But Hagen said it. He said he went to a church. The church could not grow. As he was preaching, then God opened his eyes. He saw a monkey hanging there. Or a headless woman who begin with a backside, stands at the gate and then pushes anybody who's coming. It is cursed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Look, I'm telling you, the spirit realm is so amazing. You'll be amazed. You'll be shocked. Hallelujah. As I've been to crusades where I'm there, they'll bring me a little child like that. I've never ever forget it. The woman said, Prophet, I said, well, I brought her. I said, what is it? He said, hey, open your mouth and tell her. Tell her yourself. I said, one day, I said, what is it? He said, our next door neighbor called me and gave me food. In the night, I realized that I was turning. Then I realized that I had become a bird. When you look at this little child, you say, who could ever put this idea into her head unless she has experienced it herself? Oh, that's why I realized that, you see, whatever seed you have, you pass it on. We don't understand spiritual things. What said, ye are born of God, little children, and you have overcome, and the seed of God is in you. You don't even understand what it means. God's DNA is in you. Hallelujah. So when they are into witchcraft, it is a precious thing. They pass it on. Now, I went to one campaign. One of the people called. I said, please, as you've come here, don't eat anybody's food. I began to laugh. I said, Vivadi, and I was able to laugh. I said, we think we've even eaten snakes before, because they've set all sorts of food before us. We just bless it and eat it. Ah, what power have they got? So we're laughing as the man was talking. Then he said to us, he said, here, the witchcraft is like a game. I said, what? He said, no. When you are insulting, he said, look at you. Mumu and talk. Then you tell the person, do you have witchcraft? And do you even have witchcraft? You should come and see my house. We are the, that's how they talk. Yeah. He said, that is how they talk in the sea. That is. He said, and you see little children, that's how they fight. And have you got witchcraft? Ours is turning fire. What about yours? Mine is a snake. Oh, look, but mine can burn it. That is how they talk. And he was a teacher who had come from another city to the place. He said, look, he said, what I'm telling you is not a joke. He said, somebody cooked and brought it to me, and I just felt that, don't eat it. I threw it away. Brought it again, brought for 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Then one day the woman came and said, teacher, the food I brought, you've not been eating. I said, you always bring me my favorite. I enjoy it. The oil is so nice. No smell. He said, teacher, if you had eaten it, you wouldn't be standing here like this. It was like a joke. It was like a joke to us. We're just looking at this man, educated man, who is telling us all this. He said, this place. Oh. So look, that every city and what they have. There are some cities when you go, you take your husband there. Please, you better take a gun and be following him everywhere. Or else you are gone. There are cities like that. Then there are cities where the people like to drink. It's like drinking is their pastime. So you have to look at your area and see what is operating there. And by God's grace, you have the Spirit of God upon you. Begin to prophesy about the area. Begin to prophesy about the people. Hallelujah! Begin to prophesy about the area. Look, I was sent to Akosombo. The day I stepped foot, I got a few people in the next town. The day I set foot in that town, I was coming up like this. No, it's like it's on a hill. So coming up, then I saw somebody running. So of course, if you go into a new place, you know nobody. I just knew three boys who I was coming to invite to church. So as I saw her coming, like, you make way for the person to come and pass, because of course, not coming to you. It was when she was coming close, I realized that it was a woman in calico, white calico, tied like that, with rasta hair. When she saw me, she just said, daughter of light, what are you doing here? It had taken me, I was shocked. Meanwhile, I had prayed in tongues, and I had taken authority in the spirit, and I was, as I was even driving, then I will, when you come to 1 Corinthians, I think down there, you say, I speak in tongues, and I speak in understanding. Then he said, I sing in tongues. You can sing in tongues, you can worship in tongues. Hallelujah. So as you hear my name, and shake it. Sometimes you can even be praying and be dancing with it. Hallelujah. So this is how to do it. There is no other way. You cannot say, I say, if you use your age, I will challenge you. Because 16 years. And I experienced these things. So when she said daughter of light, I was even confused. And then this is things that scripture has written. What's this illiterate woman saying? How can she identify me as a daughter of light? So what are you coming to do here? I don't want you in this town. This is my town. Go. Go. So I was so shocked. I was looking at her. If I was like how I am now, it would have been a spectacle. I would have delivered. I would have held her hair like that and delivered her. So I was so shocked. I was just looking at her. Then one lady came and said, "Don't mind her. Don't mind her." You know, in that town, that's why I realized the pest that people who sit at the gates and they control it. They even go out and go and collect balls. It's a spiritual thing. Balls. You see the balls in Egypt. It's a spiritual thing. Then they come and spread it on the in the area. And air boils. And everybody, suddenly, this house, this person has gone. All of you must come to him or her to get the medicine for the boy. By that, they get money. How would you know? You wouldn't know. I said, there are mysteries. So, there are mysteries. And today, God is saying, don't sit there. Don't sit down like that. Even if you're a professor, don't sit down like that. Don't sit down. Don't sit down. I've worked in school before. I was a house mistress. I have never forgotten that thing. They said, collect the children's monies so that they come for it. Then one woman, one of the ladies came to say, look, as you collect it, pray over it. And I was like, little children's money, I'm going to pray over. It's not necessary. She said, before you know it, the money will begin to vanish. The money you've collected, 100,000 naira from them. By the time you go back, the thing is 20 naira. It's just whittled into the air. That's all you're there. Then you have to pay for it. She was telling me of how she has paid and paid. And this is not somebody who just eats the children's money. They say, hey, really? Really? Hallelujah. So this woman came, a child, a daughter of light, go away. Oh, I went straight to work, got the people. I said, you have friends, I have friends. Who was in this woman's house who became part of my church? His own son. Yes, his own son became part of the church. And then his only daughter, who is supposed to inherit her after the gods or whatever it is that she's carrying, she is now the lady evangelist of our church there. Yes. When they are talking, they say that girl is so much on fire, nothing can control her. Eventually, when they're going to have an anniversary, I don't know what anniversary it was. The woman came, saw the pastor. I said, Pastor, I want to join your church. I wish I could. But because of all these things, and she was pointing to her calico, you know, I cannot come. But please pray for me. I want to come to your church. Glory be to Jesus. So it's not for some special people. It's the Holy Spirit upon. And how are you going to let him flow? By speaking. Last scripture, Ephesians 5:18. He said, being filled with the Spirit. Then he said, be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. 19. What? What? Speaking. Just that word. What? What? Speaking. Speaking. And note, it's not say, tell the Holy Spirit to fill you. He said, no. No, 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 no. No, no. He has come already. You just speak. And what are you going to speak? Speak in Psalms. Psalms is not just Psalm 1, Psalm 2. No, no, no. And hymns, songs, and spiritual songs. Singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Oh, hallelujah! Look, if you are here and you do not have the ability to speak in tongues, when we close our eyes and I will ask you to come. As you are coming, you know the Spirit within. God says, I will give you a new heart and a new spirit. So immediately you accepted Jesus, you have it. So far as Jesus is in your heart, so far as you are born again, so far as you've given your life to Christ. I'm not saying, did you hear me say, so far as you are perfect? Did you hear me say, so far as you stop all bad things? I am not saying that. I'm saying that what Jesus offers, so far as you come for it, and then you begin to open your mouth and speak. Or when you come here, that's all you're going to do. Even right now, when we speak, just open your mouth and begin to. What are you going to say? I don't know. I don't care. You shouldn't care. You shouldn't care. Hallelujah. Because your understanding is unfruitful. Am I going to say, bah, I don't care. Whatever you, it's not your matter. He will give you the ability to speak. Oh, hallelujah. Rise up wherever you are. Rise up wherever you are. Thank you, Jesus. Is someone going to prophesy here? Is someone going to be a blessing to your nation? Is somebody going to be a blessing to your family? Speaking, 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 speaking. Oh, speaking, 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 speaking. Oh, speaking, 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 speaking. Open your mouth and begin to speak. Oh, speak, 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 speak. You speak even when you're tired. You speak even when you're sleepy. You speak even when you're hungry. You speak despite your situation. You speak when you're not feeling too good. You speak when you're feeling good. You speak when you have money in your pocket. You speak when you don't have a dime in your pocket. When you have cash, whether you have cash or not. You speak, 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 speak. Don't close your mouth. Speak, 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 speak. Speak in tongues, speak. You don't think in tongues. Speak, 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 speak. Until, speak until you hear yourself. Speak until you hear yourself. Your spirit must hear you talk. Your spirit must hear you talk. Yes, yes, yes. It does something to you. It does something to your faith. Speak, 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 speak. Speak, 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 speak. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Shenili arahutsta. Ah, ha, 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 ha. Oh, you are speaking mysteries. You are speaking mysteries. You are speaking mysteries. You are speaking mysteries. Oh, the spirit upon you. Let it go.
I'm not going to be able to do it.
One of the things you can gauge yourself spiritually. How do you gauge yourself? How can you gauge your spirituality? Listen, one of the things I've seen is that the Christians who struggle to pray, often there is a familiar spirit that is often with them. I'm telling you, I've seen that. And it's not when we come into places like this. Yourself, sometimes you can even look at yourself how you pray, put slot in a message that you've never heard before and begin to pray. Suddenly you think you're praying, you know, but before you know it, you hear that, you know, what was said before you didn't hear. It means that you were sleeping. So this familiar spirit often will be by you to make sure that you sleep. Look, there are people who permanently sleep when they are praying. Yes, there are people, permanent is with them.
It's a mystery.
For years, it's something that is with them. And one of the things I've realized that when, if you are a prayerful person, but you see that you are going down in this area, often it's because there's something, Satan has planned something. That's what I've seen. So myself, anytime I realize that my prayer life has gone, I begin to say, something is happening. Something is happening in the spirit realm. So you yourself is so important. Now, I was wondering, how come that people pray, but because they are not prayerful, and these evil spirits are operating in their life? And then you go to Ezekiel 37, then you see what happened there. He said that he went into the temple, and when he went, he saw water coming out. And the water, the angel went to measure, when he, the first one was at the ankle. So if your water is at the ankle level, frogs can come, snakes can, they can flow in your presence freely. They'll be with you. They'll be with you because your water is not deep. If it's at the knee level, it's also not that deep. Come up, loins. Yeah, come up until it overflows and becomes a river that no man can pass. That's what it says. That's when you see that all these things will be dragged by the Spirit of God. And then you see that when they even come close to you, they can't operate, they begin to react. Hallelujah. So please, your prayer and speaking in tongues, that is only the beginning. So you're also going to pray that you interpret. Not only that, we are prophesying. Hallelujah. You must come up. If you have that problem today, it must be solved. I said, you know yourself. You know that when you are left alone, it's only when maybe you are told to lead a prayer meeting. But you alone, I'm telling you, it's non-existent. You cannot pray. And when you are praying alone, you cannot just be praying. I don't know what you're doing. Pray. Speak. This same person is saying, let him see us now. Let him see us now. Or man you. Or La Liga, you will see how he will get up. Hey, he will say, no, this boy must be changed. This one is the one who is spoiling the football. And if they know everything, with rattling. So this person who was doing, he can talk like this. Hallelujah. Are you changing? The thing is he has already come. He has already been given. Is how you are going to take advantage of what has been given you. Hallelujah. So from today, you are going to speak. Oh, I said, are you going to speak? Your water cannot be that one which has frogs. Somebody was even, I remember one day somebody had a vision and told one pastor. The pastor was confused. How can this be a real vision? Then he said, Lord, show me what was happening. Saw the person sitting down to pray, and as the person was praying, a demon poked him in the eye. I said, how can a Christian be praying, a demon can come and poke you in the eye? It's because your water is so small. By the time, in fact, when you are coming, there must be the water, the flood, your coming flood. Eesh. Can you imagine how it will be like? Hallelujah. So that evil spirit must leave you alone. That thing that makes you sleep all the time when you're praying. Or immediately you hear prayer, something goes, something within you. It's wrong. It's wrong. You must pray out, out, out. If it means you must stand up and walk, do that. Do that. And that's when daddy is preaching about Yonggi Cho. He says that Pastor Yonggi Cho will get up from his bed. Number two, he will change from his pajamas and wear what? Suits. And I also heard Juanita Bynum. She said, the Lord, make up. Make up before you enter. So by the time you are doing, all the thing will go away. What's a make up? So wear a dress and make up and come. Do you understand? Yeah. All those who have cycling and thing, exercising machines, you can go in the morning when you're feeling sleepy, step on it. You know, the thing will go away. All the sleep will go away. Hallelujah! You see, because of what you want, a flood to be coming. Hallelujah! Oh, lift up your hands this morning. Something beautiful is happening in our church. I tell you, something beautiful. You will not allow frogs and snakes to take over your life. Ah, take over your life. You are the only one that the bad people will come to. No. Open your mouth and begin to speak right now. Oh, begin to speak right now. This is training for what you are going to do alone. Open your mouth and speak. Oh, let it flow. Hey, masikaya dalamaya tuolea. Shendeleleka. You must pray in tongues until you hit the note of victory. Your tongue will begin to change. Another sound. the rain is not dependent on God again. The rivers and the floods is not dependent on God again. It's been given to us. It's been given to us. We have a responsibility to open our mouth. If you are here and you do not speak in tongues, just come forward. Just come forward. It's not going to be a difficult thing at all. You just come. You stand with your hand raised and you speak. Just speak, 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 speak. Don't be shy. Don't look at anybody. It's nobody's business. Just come. Come and stand. Come and stand. Come and stand. Come and stand. Come and stand here. Don't look at anybody. Nobody is looking at you. And if they have their own issues that they are thinking of, it's not about you. It's not about you. So now I want everybody here, there's only one condition attached, that you believe on Jesus. So I want to help you. If you are here and you do not believe on Jesus, you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, I want you to lift up your hands and pray this prayer. Just lift up your hands and pray this prayer after me. All of you, pray this. Say, Lord Jesus. Or say it well, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Open your, close your eyes and lift your hand. You lift your hand. You close your eyes. And then you say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I thank you for dying on the cross for me. It was my sins you carried. It was my curse you carried. From today, I believe in you.
I believe
you died for me. On the third day, you rose again just because of me. I thank you that you paid the price. From today, I am free. You are my Lord and my personal Savior. I thank you that every relationship, every connection I had with the devil and the spirits of darkness is broken forever. I am free. I'm a new creation. I am free. I'm a new creation. I am free. Thank you, Jesus, for what you've done. And now, as I have accepted you, I have believed on you, I thank you that from today, the Holy Spirit, He lives in me. And now, He is coming upon me.
Thank you, Jesus.
That is your job.
I believe
that you finished. You've done it. In Jesus' name. Amen. Lift up your hands. Right now. Close your eyes. You are not standing before men. Everybody, wherever you are, you too, lift your hands and close your eyes. Don't care about anybody. It's about nobody. Right now it's about Jesus and you. Oh, and the Spirit of God is now upon you. The Spirit of God is now upon you. He has given you the ability to speak in tongues. You will lift up your hands. Lift everybody, lift your hand. You're not looking at your friend. You're not looking at your friend. It doesn't matter who is he or who is she. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. So lift your hands to Jesus right now. The Holy Spirit has come upon you right now. And you open your mouth and begin to speak. What are you going to say? I don't know. You do not know. Bible saying that the Holy Spirit will give you a language, ability to speak in other tongues. Because you are speaking fresh, you might say one word or two words. But how dare you when a child is saying mama, dada, or tata, and you tell the mother she can't speak, she will slap you. Because if you prevent her from saying those things, she cannot say the main thing. So whatever it is, you open your mouth and begin to say it. You don't think about what you will say. Just open your mouth and by faith you will receive the Holy Spirit. Now open your mouth and begin to speak in tongues. Begin to speak in tongues. Begin to speak. Just speak in tongues. It's already happening. It's happening. And they will all be in the Holy Spirit. And they begin to speak. Begin to speak. Speak, 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 speak. Speak, 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 speak. It's already happening. It's already up there. Let's speak in tongues. Speak, speak. It's happening for you. It's happening for you. It's happening for you. It's happening. Those who are standing from, lift up your hands. So many of you are speaking in tongues already. Yes. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lift up your hands to the Lord.
Oh,
front, you can go back to your seats. Now I'm going to pray for you. If you are here and you, when you are praying, something comes over you, you see that you get tired, you feel sleepy, you always go through that. I mean, when you're initially, when everybody's praying, you are in the flesh, then you get into the spirit, but yours is a chronic one. Just come forward and I'm going to pray for you right now, right now, right now, right now, right now, right now. Holy Spirit, thank you. When you come, you just lift up your hands, because the Holy Spirit is already here. He's 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 already here. Oh, makalo shen taramahalo soto robodeya. Grandishi karama soto robodeya dayala maramadiya. Oromone kandala mi morobodeya. Yes, yes, yes. Mono mono bera. Oromone santadiya dalama. Lift up your hands to Him. I don't need to touch you. The Holy Spirit is upon you already. And miracles are already happening for you. Miracles are already happening for you. Some of you, we pray for you, you go back, something else happens. But this is what is going to seal your miracles, your life. I'm telling you. This is what is going to bring the visa. This is what is going to bring the marriage. This is what, this is it. This is it. Thank you, Jesus. This is what is going to give the scholarship. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
You are great, yes, you are. Holy One. Up upon the sea,
I'm not afraid.
ones preventing you from being able to pray. I believe that sometimes it's arranged that you keep her from praying, you keep him from praying, so that the others can work. Familiar spirits, spirits that have been with you for a long time. Jesus himself said, when a spirit is cast out of a man, he goes, walks in bright, and comes back to check where. And when he comes and finds it empty, he goes to bring stronger demons. Today, every demon that has held you bound must leave you alone. Yes. We are knocking them off your life in the name of Jesus. Knock them off your life in the name of Jesus. Spirit that have been fanning you when you pray, take authority over those spirits. Bind them in the name of Jesus. I command them to leave you alone. They must go and they must go now. I speak to every demonic power that has held you. Today you must go. You must leave them alone. Now in the name of Jesus. They must go and they must go now. And they can never operate in your lives again. It's over. It is over. Right now the Spirit of God is upon you. Jesus said the Spirit of God, Isaiah 61 verse 1, is upon me. Then he begins to recount what the Spirit is going to use him for. Right now the Spirit of God is upon you. The Spirit of God is upon you. The Spirit of God is upon you. Receive an impartation right now. Wherever you are, receive an impartation, all of you. Just close your eyes and receive it, and receive it, and receive it. Right now. The Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit. An impartation, receive an impartation wherever you are. Right now, receive an impartation right now. Receive an impartation right now. In the name of Jesus, it's happening, it's happening. It's happening, it's happening, it's happening, it's happening. Receive an impartation right now. Right now, right now, right now. Right now, right now, right now. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes. Receive right now. Right now, right now, right now, right now. Receive, receive, receive. Wherever you are, just receive it. It's happening to you right now. It's happening to you right now. It's happening to you right now. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Oh, fresh, fresh. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Thank you. In the name of Jesus, your spirit is upon her. Your spirit is upon her. Oh, just mighty miracles to happen in this girl's life. Oh God, oh God, oh God, oh God. Oh God, oh God, oh God. I see a shining sword in your hand. I see a shining sword in your hand. Oh God, I pray the spirit of fire, the spirit of prayer, the spirit of intercession to fill you. In the name of Jesus. Receive right now. Receive right now. Receive right now. Receive right now.
Let's be inspired. answer to prayers. Receive the Spirit of God upon you. Receive the Spirit of God upon you. Receive, receive, receive. Lift your hands. The Spirit of God is upon you. Receive, 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 receive. The Spirit of God is upon you. The Spirit of God is upon you. Receive, receive. Holy Spirit, thank you. 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 Lord Jesus, thank you. Holy Spirit, thank you. Thank you for the power. Thank you for the freedom this morning. Thank you, Jesus, for what you have done. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Thank you. Oh, the Spirit of God is upon you. Receive, receive, receive. The Spirit of God is upon you.
That is who you are.
The Spirit of God is upon you. Receive, receive. The Spirit of God is upon you. Receive, receive, receive. The Spirit of God is upon you. Receive, receive. The Spirit of God is upon you. 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 Oh, yes, 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 yes. Every hold of darkness, anything that runs in the family, from today, you are free. 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 Because Jesus has set you free. The freedom I show. 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 It must manifest. It must manifest.
Working in. Working in.
You see. The Spirit of God. You see. The Spirit of God, you see, you see, you see, you see. The Spirit of God upon you. The Spirit of God upon you. Set down your hold is broken. The power of darkness. Your hold over here is broken. Jesus. We see. 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 Thank you.
say direct. Holy Spirit, thank you. Thank you. So much you use this one to do. Thank you, Jesus. He will go crusading round about all the cities in Nigeria. Not only that, but around Africa. Not only that, but around the world. In the name of Jesus, the Spirit of God is upon you. The Spirit of God is upon you. It shall be done. He's given you the ability. It's already in you. And it must manifest. 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 Fully manifest. Thank you, Jesus, for the spirit of humility. This ability to hear, listen, and be guided. Ability to follow and to be led by your shepherd. Thank you, Jesus, for what you've done. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your power. Thank you. Reverend Alex, can you lay hands on him for me? An impartation from his shepherd. Receive right now. This one will be used mightily of God. This one will be used mightily of God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. You've got one here who will go around this nation to do crusades. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Spirit of boldness. Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise. Hallelujah. Thank you for intercession that is here. For it shall burst forth. It shall burst forth. Thank you for grace to pray. That hold is broken. Out of the business, this belly will flow rivers of living water. Receive. 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 Thank you. Thank you for the opening of the children. Receive. In the name of Jesus. Receive. 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 And you will deliver the babies on your own. In Jesus' name. They will not cut you. You will deliver it. In Jesus' name. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. We want to take some financial miracles right now. Thank you, Jesus. If you have your phone, pick up your phone. Ha. Please, two people that I'm going to pray for, I gave an altar call and you said it was you in the morning. You are now here, so you won't know what altar call I made. Then there is another lady. The Lord was telling me that somebody is going to try to cause abortion, will not come back alive. So, ladies, this is for you. Make sure that you won't do what will make you need to cause abortion. Because that's what I saw. The person didn't come back. And if you know there is something like that, come and see your shepherds and talk to them. Or you know somebody like that. Okay. Lift up your hands. I'm praying for you. Lord, you singled him out for healing. A great repair inside of him. In the name of Jesus, be corrected. I speak, be corrected. I speak, be corrected. I speak, be corrected. I speak, be corrected. The power of God, the power of God, in the name of Jesus. That goes from the time when you were a baby till now. In the name of Jesus, receive, receive, receive healing, receive repair, receive restoration, receive, receive, receive. In Jesus' name, it is done. 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 Thank you, Jesus. It is done. Oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Pick your phone. Are you expecting a miracle? You don't have to know anybody abroad. You don't have to. You don't. You don't have to know the bank manager. How many people have empty bank accounts? Everybody in this room has empty. Receive a filling of that bank account in the name of Jesus. Somebody with GT Bank. Somebody with GT Bank. A miracle is happening in GT Bank. A miracle. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. In the name of Jesus. Right now. Right now. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for this wonderful miracle. In the name of Jesus. Now, amazing. I saw angels with a big container. And I saw bundles of money being taken. Receive your own in the name of Jesus. Wherever you are, receive it. Receive the local money transfer. Receive the local money transfer. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Somebody's going to get a pearl. And I heard a person say, I am paying your school fees. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it. Receive it. Somebody's school fees has been paid. It's 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 been paid. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. All those monies, where are they going? The monies that the angel were holding, where are they going? They are coming to who? They are coming to who? They are coming to you. Say they are coming. Speak it out. Speak it. In the name of Jesus. If your faith can take millions, take the millions. Take the millions. Take the hundreds of thousands. Take the 10,000s. In the name of Jesus. Take the 1,000s. Whatever your faith can take. Take it in the name of Jesus. Right now. Now who wants dollars, pounds, euros? I release them to you. In the name of Jesus. I release them to you. In the name of Jesus. Wow. I saw that I was transported on a street in Switzerland. It's coming to you. I said it's coming to you. In the name of Jesus. And I saw that something was turning in the spirit. In the name of Jesus, that money is coming to you. Now that transfer is coming to you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That bank money is coming to you. Thank Father for what you've done. Oh Jesus. Oh Jesus. Wow. I saw a woman. I saw the money on her lap. And I saw her counting it. I saw her counting it. Receive it. Receive it. Transfer of property. Transfer of property. Look, it is happening. It is happening. It is happening. Father, we come and let me pray for you. Ha! Transfer of property. What I heard is that you wouldn't know where it's coming from. Lift up your hands. Receive. Receive. It is yours. It will come to you and amaze you. It will amaze you. It will amaze you. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Holy Spirit, thank you. It is yours. Transfer of property. My God, I am seeing a story building. And it is situated at a very advantageous place. I see that top banks, yes, Very beautiful story building. It is yours in the name of Jesus. I don't know where you are, but that is for you. I don't know who you are, but that is for you. Now, I hear completion of buildings. Completion of buildings. Anybody who has started a building and you complete it, receive the ability, the power, the power, the power, the power, the power to complete it, to complete it, to complete it. I heard somebody is coming to take stock of the place and complete it for you. I don't know who you are. I don't know who you are. He says they will complete it for you. They will complete it for you. It is for you. Take it. Take it. Receive 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 it. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we give you praise. We give you praise. Ah, I see somebody in a wedding car. Somebody's going to be married. Somebody's going to be married. Somebody's going to be married. Come, 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 come. Come, come. Receive it. Receive it. The car is like a Rolls Royce. I receive it. Receive it. An amazing wedding. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. All praise. All praise. Thank you, Jesus. Miracle wedding. Miracle wedding. Miracle wedding. Here she come. Receive, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, disappointment is over. Disappointment is over. Disappointment is over. The name of Jesus, I pray for your heart, for the spirit of forgiveness. I see a fair guy who came into your life and broke your heart. Yes. In the name of Jesus, he is leaving you alone. That hurt is leaving your heart. So that the new one can come. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it right now. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Take it. Take it right now. Holy Spirit, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Holy Spirit, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It's all right. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lift your hands, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. A miracle, a miracle, a miracle. The Lord said to me, he's taking you into your miracle, but you put your hand, leg forward, and it's like, let your leg come back so that I can put you where I want you to put you. I don't understand what it means, but I believe that you do. Holy Spirit, thank you. She will make the right choice. Receive it. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Promise, where are you? Promise. The Holy Spirit said, promise. Come, come. Promise. The Holy Spirit mentioned yourself. Lift up your hands. Lord Jesus, a miracle. A miracle. A miracle. A miracle. A miracle. Outstanding miracle. In the name of Jesus, receive it. 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 A testimony. A testimony. A testimony. A testimony. You will stand and testify. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for what you've done. Holy Spirit, thank you. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your power. In the name of Jesus, I cancel surgery over your life. Cancel it. Receive, 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 receive right now. In the name of Jesus, right now. Holy Ghost, yes, yes, Spirit Divine. Spirit Divine, no kalam randia, so telebria, lace your randia. Receive, 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 receive. In the name of Jesus, receive, receive, receive right now. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Mashi Tondo Misada, Limi Zika Tondo Lima, Sotolo Mishada. Yes, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, yes. Yes, 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 yes. Holy Spirit, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for your power. Oh, Master Toro, that sets it free. Kanoshi Toro, ability to give up so you can receive totally from Him. Ability to give up, I impart you with that. This year is a different year for you. Receive it in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, thank you. Thank you. Divine provision, confirmation of divine provision. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Everything was paid for. Jesus, let me see it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
For we know.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, do you believe all that has happened? We are going to hear fantastic testimonies of God's grace. Richard, come and let me pray for you. Holy Spirit, thank you. Lift up your hands to the Lord. Another level. Another level. In the name of Jesus, not only spiritually, but financially, in the job. In the name of Jesus, receive, 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 receive. Another level. Another level. Another level. In ministry, in your finances, in your job, in Jesus' name, receive. Oh, hallelujah! Oh.